May 18th, Psalm 139.
To the choirmaster, a psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me! They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Searched and Known, Elizabeth Maxwell, Lisa Ryken. Go outside on a clear night and look up at the stars. Consider how many stars, planets, solar systems, and galaxies you see. Think about how many people live on planet Earth today. More than 7 billion. Reflect on how many cells make up each of those 7 billion people. Then try to comprehend how immense the God of the universe is, who cares for the largest galaxies and the tiniest cells. If we try to understand how big God is, we will not be able to wrap our minds around Him. It is even more overwhelming when we begin to think of our own smallness in the universe. Psalm 139 reminds us both of our place and of God's perfection, assuring us that as small as we are, each of us has unique value in God's creation. The psalm highlights God's omniscience and omnipresence. He knows everything, and He is everywhere. God not only knows the location of every one of those 7 billion-plus people on earth at this very moment, He also knows what we are thinking and what we are about to say. There is not one place we can go where God is not present. When James Cameron reached the deepest point of the ocean at 35,756 feet below sea level, God was there. When Neil Armstrong stepped onto the surface of the moon, God was there. And when you sit down in the kitchen for a cup of coffee, run to the store for groceries, or take a hike in the mountains, God is there. We can no more outrun the presence of God than we can outrun our own shadow, which is good news. If you are looking for God, you do not need to search the entire world. He is right beside you, delighting to commune with you. Because God is all-knowing and ever-present, there is nothing that happens anywhere in the universe that He does not know about. He oversees every single incident in our lives and the lives of everyone else on earth. God cares so intimately for each one of us that He knit together every cell in our bodies. He cares for us when we scrape our knees and break our arms, when we lose a job, and when we simply miss the train. The more we know Him, the more we understand His perfect character. Not only His omniscience and omnipresence, but also His holiness, mercy, love, sovereignty, justice, kindness, and grace. And the more we know Him, the more we praise Him for who He is. We praise God for creating us with all our abilities and disabilities, knowing that He has a unique plan for each of us. And we trust the omniscient and omnipotent God of the universe to lead us all through life and then on to life everlasting.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.